Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stu!
We're going to have a little chat.
Just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu!
It is a special reverse, role reverse edition of Chat with Stu Mac. I'm Stuart McMillan, your host for Total Information AM this weekend. On the phone with me is the actual host of Total Information AM, Scott Jagow, who's out on assignment someplace. We're going to find out where. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Stu. It's good to chat with you again.
As we do every Sunday, and it feels really weird to be in your chair. And by the way, it's very squeaky. It needs some oil.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Speaking of oil, did you get an oil change on your vehicle before traveling the nation, or did you fly?
I flew, and it was a nightmare.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of those times where everything goes wrong, Murphy's Law. So my first flight was delayed, and then they booked me on another one. So then I drove to the airport. And then that one was delayed so much that I couldn't hit my connecting flight. So I ended up having to go back home and stay the rest of the day and then go out at night back to the airport. And then they took me to Chicago during the Democratic National Convention. So that flight, I eventually got here at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And here is Saratoga Springs, New York.
If you would have driven, you would have made it actually with a few hours to spare compared to your flying fiasco. Well, that's too bad. But
yeah.
You're there now, so tell us how's it going there in Saratoga Springs.
It is beautiful. This is a beautiful old historic town that has lots of amenities, parks, and great restaurants. But the main focus of this town during this part of the year is thoroughbred racing. It's one of the oldest sporting venues in North America, Saratoga Racecourse. It was built in 1863, so during the Civil War, and it's still standing today and is as beautiful as ever. And if you've ever gone to a race day there, it is just a magical experience. It's just so much fun.
Do you have a horse in the race?
I have a horse in the race. There's lots of races. That's the hard part. Well, this weekend, though, you know, I know you might run this on Sunday, but it's okay. This weekend, the big race is on Saturday, and that's the Travers Stakes. And the Travers is one of the oldest races in America. They call it the Midsummer Derby because a lot of the horses that we're seeing in the Kentucky Derby show up there and race against each other again, and that's what's happening this year. And there's a special horse in this race this year. Her name is Torpedo Anna. It is very rare for a filly to run in the Travers Stakes. In fact, it's only happened 4 times since 1915, and the last time a filly won the Travers was 1915. So it's a big deal, but
wow.
She won the Kentucky Oaks back in May. She is really good, and she has a chance to beat the boys in the Travers this weekend.
Beat the boys. I like it. Now, some of our listeners may not know, Scott Jagow, you have quite a history with these horses out there and horse racing. Tell us a little bit about your expertise in that field.
Well, I used to be the editor-in-chief of a major thoroughbred racing publication called the Pollock Report. And so over the course of a decade plus, I just spent, you know, I covered racetracks around the world, Hong Kong, and I went to the Melbourne Cup, Ireland, England. And then, of course, all the Triple Crown races and the Breeders' Cup. So I have a lot of familiarity with the people in the business and the horses and the way things work. And in fact, yesterday I ran into one of the owners of a big horse group, and I had interviewed him a few years ago, and I went up and said hello. So I'm going to run into people I know here.
Let me ask you a personal question. Do you suffer from gambling?
I suffer from it, yes.
Do we need to give you that 1-800 number?
No, hopefully not.
Okay, good.
No, I enjoy the betting aspect of it, but I mean, I was out there at the track, and it was just a gorgeous day. Yesterday was 65 degrees in August. A nice breeze blowing. You're in a building that's since 1863. There are people, beautiful people everywhere. I mean, of all types, and just having a great time. And it's just a party, and there's music playing, like bands, like old timey bands. And there's a backyard to this place. It's a huge backyard with picnic tables, and everybody gets their picnic table and brings their picnic. And it's just a glorious experience.
Are you wearing a top hat right now?
I do have a fedora.
Oh, okay. And donned the fedora.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to have some sort of hat.
Well, let me tell you a little bit where I was. I was on vacation a week before you, and it was quite an insane experience. We actually did get in the vehicle, and we had some pretty big drive times. We went into Ohio. My wife's brother just had a baby, so we had some baby time. You know, you got to do that family stuff, whatever. And then and then we went to a place called Stricker's Grove. Now, you might like this a lot. It's an amusement park, a really old one, and it's been around 100 years, and we just happened to be there on the 100th anniversary of this old amusement park. Some old guy named Stricker owned this farm, and he decided to put some roller coasters on it from the 1930s. They were built in the 90s, so they're not as quite as rickety as you might think, you know, being around since the 30s. But they were copies of a roller coaster at Coney Island and a few other famous ones that are out there. He had a bunch of old rides and stuff from the 30s and the 40s, you know, like a carousel, an old school whip where you just get in this little thing and it whips you around and then it comes back again. This theme park is only open 4 days out of the year, and not 4 days consecutively either. They're just like once a quarter or so. They just open up, and people come from all around. And we came from St. Louis. I think we might have been one of the furthest travel. I was trying to look at the license plates to see
farthest.
So I did it, didn't I? I was thinking about that too. Darn it! I got to go back and listen to our old chats. All right, Scott Jago. Well, enjoy the races and don't spend too much money.
Thanks for checking in, Stu.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.